So let's review. Our share begins with the Brice at the end of Amud Beis of the previous daf, which cites three psukim regarding Tekiyah Shofar, one by Yovel and two by Rosh Hashanah. However, since the psukim Rosh Hashanah only use the word Trua but do not mention the word Shofar, the Brice asks, Tana Rabbanan minayin shebe Shofar? How do we know that the Trua of Rosh Hashanah must be sounded by a Shofar? Therefore, the Brice first cites the pasuk of Yovel and Parashat Bahar, Vavarta Shofar Trua. Where the pasuk clearly says that we must sound the trua with a shofar. The brisa continues, from the word v'havarta written before trua, we learn pshuta lefaneha, that a tekiyah must precede the trua. From the word tavir written after the trua, we learn pshuta lachra, that a tekiyah must also follow the trua. From the words b'chodesh hashvi, which are superfluous, since we already know that Yom Kippur is in the seventh month, we learn all truas sounded in the seventh month shall be the same. Therefore, all these halachas apply to Rosh Hashanah as well, that we must blow tkiya, trua tkiya, with a shofar. The Braisa continues, Uminayin l'sholish shal sholish sholish. What is the source for three sets of these three shofar sounds, one after each of the malchis zechrein the shofars? The Braisa therefore cites the two psukim regarding Rosh Hashanah. In Parashas Emor it says, Dabral b'nei Yisrael lemer, b'chodesh hashvi'i b'achal ha'chodesh yilechem, shabasin zuchin trua mikro chodesh. In Parashas Pinchas it says, v'chodesh hashvi'i b'achal ha'chodesh, mikro chodesh yilechem, k'malach zavayda leisasu, yim trua yilechem. All three psukim require a trua to be blown. We then utilize the gzer shava of the words, b'chodesh hashvi'i, which also appear in all three psukim. Litin sa'omer shalzeh b'zeh v'shalzeh b'zeh. To combine the teachings of the three psukim to require three sets of tekiyah, trua tekiyah. The Gemara brings another opinion that the laws of shofar are learned from Gzeir Shava from the Chatzaitzis in the Midbar, which were sounded regularly as Bnei Yisrael travel in the Midbar, as the psukim in Parashas Baalayischa state, Usakatim trua v'nasu hamachnes hachaynim keima, Usakatim trua sheinis v'nasu hamachnes hachaynim teimana, trua yiskul maseim. Skatim Trua teaches that a tekiyah must precede the Trua, and Trua Yisku teaches that a Trua must also be followed by a tekiyah. These teachings are carried over to Rosh Hashanah by Gzeirah Shava of the word Trua, which appears in both Pesukim. Based on this, Askin Rebavo B'Kesari, Tekiyah Shleisha Shvarim Trua Skiyah. Bavo instituted the blowing of three sets of Tekiyah Shvarim Trua Skiyah, three sets of Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah, three sets of Tekiyah Shvarim Tekiyah, as we do to this very day. The Gemara explains because it is a suffix where the truest sound is genuchi ganach, a longer moaning sound, hence the shvarm, or yululiyal, short sobbing sounds, hence the trua, or ganach viyal, both together, moaning followed by sobbing, hence shvarm trua. Mishnah of the previous daf continues, Taka berishayna, umashach b'shniya kishtayim, in biyadei alachas. If someone stretched out the second kia of one set, to include the first tekiyah of the next set, it is considered as only one tekiyah. The Gemara continues, Amar B'yechanan, Shama Teisha Tekiyahs, B'Teisha Shoyes B'Yem Yatza. B'yechanan teaches that one may hear the nine requisite shofar blasts stretching over a period of the entire day, one each hour, and still fulfill the mitzvah of shofar, even if each one of the nine sounds was sounded by a different person. The Gemara says further, that although B'yechanan quoted a halacha in the name of his Rebbe, Shimon ben Yitzchak, the Halal of Megillah, im shoked the ligmers kula chayz l'roish. If in the middle of saying Hal or reading the Megillah, one waited as long as it takes to finish the Hal or Megillah, he must start again from the beginning. This seems to contradict his statement regarding hearing shofar over the course of an entire day. The Gemara resolves this by saying that while he repeated this in the name of his Rebbe, he himself disagreed. Tarabanan tkiyas ema'ak v'zuazu. Brachas and ma'ak v'zuazu. The tekiyas and the brachas of a fast day are not ma'ak of one another. If one only sounds the shofar blast, or only recites the special brachas, he's yaitze. Tekiyas u'brachas Rosh Hashanah v'shem Kippurim ma'ak v'z. However, Rosh Hashanah and Yebayayevel, they are ma'ak of, as the Gemara teaches. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amr Lofanai Rosh Hashanah Malchi Yisachreinus v'shefaris. Hashem commands us to say, Malchi Yisachreinus shefaris. The special brachas that are added on Rosh Hashanah, Malchis Kadesh Tam Lechuni Aleichem, Zachrinus Kadesha Yavad Lefane Zachrinech Mateva, Uvama Beshafer. We see that the brachas and tekiyah shafer are both integral parts of the Rosh Hashanah service, and both together are necessary for one to properly fulfill this mitzvah. The Mishnah continues, Misha berech v'achakach nesmana le'shafer, tekeah u'meiriah v'tekeah shleishapam. If one davened musaf but did not have a shafer, and subsequently he acquired the shafer, he may still blow all three sets after the musaf service. This implies that if one has a shafer earlier, he must blow together with the brachas of the tefillah. The Gemara relates an incident to support this. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Kamlitz Luye, Hamar Leil Shamoi Ki Nehirin Alach Takali. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel told his attendant that he would signal to him when he finished each bracha and should then blow the shofar at that point. Rava clarifies that this is true only b'chaver ir, where people are davening together in the tzibur. However, an individual who davens by himself should first finish the brachas and then blow the shofar for all three sets. The Gemara cites a brayso which teaches, Mitzvah b'toikin yesim in mevarchim. The mitzvah of hearing shofar is greater than saying the brachas. The Gemara asks, Pshita haday reis haday rabbanan. Of course this is true, as shofar is a mitzvah of the Torah, while the brachas only the rabbanan. The Gemara answers, Lo tzricha, da'af agav deho vaday v'ho safik. If one has two towns to go to for Rosh Hashanah, and one, it's doubtful but possible that there will be tekiyah shofar, though there will certainly not be a minyan to daven with. And in another town, there will be a minyan to daven, but no shofar. One should go to the town with a safek, that there might be a shofar, as shofar is deraisa, and the safek deraisa supersedes a vaday d'rabbanan.